Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report podcast. Today's special guest is Whitney Neal. She's the marketing director at the Bill of Rights Institute and my former colleague over at FreedomWorks. Whitney, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Whitney, the Middle East is boiling with fire and blood as ISIS begins their reign of terror in Syria and Iraq. Neocons are howling for another pound of flesh, claiming that they were right if we left Iraq, that we'd be faced with the threat of terrorism again. Is now the time for a strong man? Is now the time for Lindsey Graham 2016?
Lindsey Graham thinks it's time for Lindsey Graham. Ready. Like, he's been sharpening his knives for this one ever since McCain lost. They've been conspiring in their little dungeon about what it's going to take. How can they scare the American people enough into thinking that Lindsey Graham and his hawkish policies are the best solution?
Well, Lindsey Graham and McCain, yeah, they've always been sort of like best buds, you know, for war. But, Graham sort of seems to worry that there won't be enough hawkish Republicans, you know, and we've got, you know, potentially Marco Rubio, you know, Chris Christie from New Jersey. I believe Peter King is considering jumping in. So I guess my next question was going to be, don't you think Lindsey Graham running might be a good thing because he could just be splitting the neocon vote?
I think as long as we have enough people like Rand Paul that are speaking the truth, right, that are out there saying we don't need these hawkish policies, this is ridiculous. I was disappointed. I don't know if you saw, but Bobby Jindal came out the other day and said he thinks we should spend a minimum of 4% of the GDP on the military. And so you've got even people that I agree with on other things kind of leaning this hawkish way. So as long as people like Graham don't take the entire pool and make them more hawkish, maybe it's a good thing.
Okay, well, you know, you brought up my next question was going to be, you know, we've seen our champion, Senator Paul, come out with kind of an incoherent response to the problems in the Middle East. What's been your take on Rand Paul's positioning of himself in the foreign policy issue lately?
Yeah, so that's been a little bit hard to figure out. I think one of the things that he's suffering from is that need to constantly respond to the media. So if the media sets a narrative, instead of just owning his own belief system, owning his own policies, he's trying to gauge what they're going to say and respond accordingly and kind of predict, which makes him all over the place. Mm-hmm. He needs to go back and stick with exactly what he believes in, exactly why people elected him first in Kentucky, and stop worrying about what the media narrative is going to be and what they're going to paint him as.
What do you think about all of this Mitt Romney 2016 talk?
I think it's just about as awesome as George H.W. socks, which is not very awesome. You're done, right? Like, you've run twice, you couldn't win, pack it up and go home. Like, there's just no reason to do this. There's something that gets in these guys' blood, right? And they can't give it up, they can't hang it up, it doesn't matter. It's scary.
Well, why do you think that is? I mean, it seems like people are more excited about Mitt Romney running than Mitt Romney himself. You know what I mean? Like, when you see all these anchors on Fox, you know, they're sort of like breathless when they talk about Mitt Romney possibly running again. Did anybody really like him that much last time? I don't remember that.
It's like the documentary came out, and then everybody got a Romney crush. You know, everybody logged on to Netflix and watched that movie, and were like, dang, I wish this came out before 2012. But, yeah, the media seems to be in love with the guy. I don't know. Maybe it's kind of the general dissatisfaction with everybody else who's kind of thrown their hat in the ring already. Like, we don't really get all excited and ginned up about these guys, so let's just pull Romney back out. Let's pull the Romney card back out.
Yeah, now, let's talk about Texas for a minute, because every time I turn around, you're sharing something about how beautiful Texas is.
Oh, it is.
And you just love Texas. So why don't we talk about Texas for a moment here? What about Governor Rick Perry? He seems to be doing things like talking a little more libertarian on certain things, like marijuana, and talking about, you know, prison reform sentencing and things like that. What about your home state governor?
Well, you know, you personally know how I feel about Rick very often. I think we've had this conversation before.
But my listeners don't know.
They don't. So I personally, sorry, Governor, but I think he's willing to say just about whatever it takes to get him some attention, just like any other politician. I don't think Rick Perry stands a prayer's chance in 2016. And
but he's going to abolish the...
What was that third one?
Ron Paul, can you help me out here?
Yeah, I think he's got some really great people in his ear right now that told him hipster glasses make you look smarter.
He's right.
You know? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they look a lot better on you than they do him.
Oh, thanks. I don't know if these are hipsters. These are, what are these, actually? I can't remember. Oh, Versace.
I can guarantee you Rick Perry's not wearing Versace. He's out there telling people he killed coyotes on his morning run still.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, So let's just talk about in broad strokes here for just a moment. You know, how do we realistically, Whitney, in your opinion, how do we realistically respond to the dangers of international terrorism, which I think after 9/11 we all recognize? How do you think we can respond to the dangers of international terrorism without a corresponding growth in government or danger to our personal liberties?
Well, I think the danger to our personal liberties and our domestic dangers are far more frightening to me than the threat of incidences of international terrorism. Uh-huh. So first of all, the psyche of the American people needs to be back on, is the NSA spying on you? What is the government doing to you? What are they doing to your kids in the classroom? Are they watching your car as you drive down your neighborhood street with a camera? Those kinds of things. Because you are impacted by all those things more on an hourly basis than you ever will be by an international terrorist that's going to come in and do something mass. And because Washington doesn't want us paying attention to those things, we're going to be fighting ISIS. We're going to be talking about drones. We're going to be talking about sending boots on the ground because that's where they want our minds focused, not on this other stuff. A lot of this is us focusing on the real dangers, which is, encroaching on our civil liberties.
Okay. So you work for the Bill of Rights Institute. Can you tell us a little bit about what your work's like over there, and what are you guys all about?
We like rights. There's a bill of them. So the Bill of Rights Institute is a really neat place. We focus on students, teachers, parents, and making sure that as a kid graduates high school, they've been exposed to the ideas of individual liberty, personal responsibility, those civic virtue, what it's like to be an engaged citizen, that kind of thing. And we're making sure that teachers that are typically trained in kind of a more progressive fashion have access to single-day trainings, resources, and materials on the ground across the country so that they can teach students those things the right way.
Oh, interesting. Now, you're a former teacher yourself, right?
I am.
So how is the fight for Common Core going across the country?
It's really interesting. I'd say if you asked me 18 months ago, I would have told you, man, it's crazy, it's bad, nobody knows what it is. But because there have been so many parents and teachers wake up and realize this is damaging children, we're making a difference across the country. States like Oklahoma that are saying not only do we not want Common Core, we don't want your tests, and now we don't want your federal money. You're starting to see people really pay attention to education. I'm trying to remember the poll, but a poll came out a few weeks ago that education will be the number two probably issue for 2016. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing a buildup because of Common Core, because of the AP U.S. History testing, kind of like you did before 2000, where everyone thought the solution was a federal program like No Child Left Behind. We've got to get our guys talking about the solution being getting the federal government out of the classroom.
Interesting. All right. So, So let me just go back to our original topic here for our final question. What happens to the Republican Party if they nominate Lindsey Graham?
We lose. Let's say it's Lindsey Graham, Hillary Clinton, right? You're voting for the same person, but people are naturally going to lean to, well, if I'm going to vote for Lindsey Graham or Hillary Clinton, I'll vote for the woman. I mean, it's a no-win situation for America.
All right. That's Whitney Neal, Marketing Director of the Bill of Rights Institute. Whitney, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Good to see you, Austin.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed this podcast, do us a favor, subscribe to us on iTunes. And if you don't have an Apple device, you can find us on Stitcher. If you do have an Apple device and you've already subscribed to us on iTunes, do us a favor, leave us a good review, 5 stars with a good written review will help us expand the Freedom Report podcast. And as always, don't forget, come back every single day to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at thelibertarianrepublic.com.